it up and do it again. From the middle to the top to the end.
Live from the Babylon Podcast Studios in an undisclosed location in beautiful Southern California. It's Babylon Podcast, where gay is the way and no topic is left unturned. With your hilarious big-haired hosts, Philly Dean and Scooter Booter. Get your cocktails ready as they dish the dirt and drink the juice. Podcasting in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello, Scooter Booter. How are you?
Hi, Phyllis. I'm all up in the computer now.
Yeah, we are just, this is close and personal.
See if we can redline it today.
With our sound recording equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're like, it's like claustrophobia here.
Well, I'm thinking our PayPal account is so bursting with funds.
We might be able to afford some new high-tech recording equipment, because we're dealing with old, archaic equipment here at the Babylon Studios. And, well, what can we do, really, you know? I mean, it's a free show.
We can move on, because you know what, honey? You got to go see RuPaul's Drag Race tonight, and we need to get this show on the road.
That is true. Tonight is episode 2, and I understand that you're not up to speed so far.
I'm not. I'm, like, kind of in this denial mode about fall TV for some reason. I just don't want to get back into TV. Like, it sucks up so much of your life.
Well, and it's also not, it doesn't feel like fall, which makes it a little difficult to sit behind the TV.
True that.
It's a lot easier to sit behind the TV when you have to light a fire and snuggle up with somebody.
It was 90 degrees here yesterday.
Yes, it's been very awkward. It's been very awkward. And, well, we're enjoying beautiful weather today. Blue skies and nothing but, you know, sunny.
Breezy.
Warm. The beach was lovely. People were, you know, slapping away at the water out there today.
Did you notice how the leaves seem to know, though? Even though the weather isn't telling you, the leaves seem to know.
Well, because it's the nighttime temperatures. It gets cool at night, honey.
Yeah.
When that sun goes down, my windows close. That's, you know, it's very simple.
And your door opens. Awesome.
Whoa. You're right, it is, Scooter Girl.
I used to be single once.
You know what, we might as well.
Do you know what we need to bring back in this house? Cocktail hour.
Yes. Yes.
You know what? I think I'm going to put both earbuds in today, because even those are failing.
Woo!
You know, I don't know if I need a cocktail hour, because we've had the cocktail 2 hours trying to get this shit going.
Yeah, absolutely. So here, cheers.
Cheers. But
there we go. And we're both drinking diet soda.
With lovely.
With a little gin and a little something in there.
Yes. We let in with, would you like a little kind of breezy tune we let in with?
You know, that music makes me, I envision myself on the beaches of Brazil walking around with an umbrella cocktail.
What are you wearing?
A polka dot string bikini.
That's the first thing that I envisioned when you said that. Yes. I don't know if it's Brazilian music, but it's definitely interesting. Caro Emerald, deleted scenes from The Cutting Floor is what we heard.
I don't understand. Is that the name of the song, or is that the name of his album? Like,
these it's his some thesis. His college thesis. He decided to name the entire song "Deleted Scenes from a Cutting Room Floor."
But that was just one song, or is it like a 45-minute song?
No, that's one song.
Okay.
Yes.
And are all his songs like long titles like that?
I don't know. It's the age of iTunes. I only downloaded the one song, and it's a she.
Oh.
You're very gender confused. I know this, but
well, Cairo. Oh, that's Caro. Well, it ends with O. If it ends with O, then it's a male.
But she's a white girl.
Oh,
she ain't Latina. No está Latina. Sorry, disculpe.
Well, what can I say?
So I'm a little heady already. Like, we're kind of at the half show point, but we haven't even started yet.
I know. I gotta fan myself.
Oh my gosh, speaking of fans, let's just cut right to that. So it's close to Halloween time.
It's very close to Halloween time.
Which means it's also close to a favorite of the Latinos called Dia de los Muertos.
Yes.
And go ahead. Oh, sorry, I thought you were... That's the one I was looking for. Mmm. That time of year.
Yes!
Can't help but groove to this song. Love it.
It feels good.
So Poppy tells me he wants to go down to Alvera Street.
Okay.
Am I saying that right? Or is it Alvera? It's like, with an O.
It is with an O, so I'm going to go with Alvera Street.
O and then ends with an A, right?
Yeah, Olvera Street. Yes.
Okay.
Not Aloe Vera Street, which is what you're trying to pronounce it as.
Aloe Vera. Or some type of... Never mind.
Yes.
Yes, so you've been down there, I'm sure?
Oh, yes, honey. I used to work right there.
Okay. Yes, I ran into some purveyors of your fine products.
I know. We have several of them there.
We saw your product down there. Anyhow, being that we have just recently returned from Mexico, and I want to get to that, but
yes.
I was like, okay, let's go down there, let's check it out. He wanted to see what they have. Calaveras? That's a new word for me.
Calaveras?
Calavera? Do I have that right?
I'm not familiar.
It's those little candy skulls that they paint up.
Oh, right. Yes. I don't know what those are, but I know what you're referring to.
Okay.
So this was a whole festivity thing. You knew what you were going
for. Well, we
figured
there was going to be like a festival down there, because it's Thursday that is...
Did you ride the train, the blue line?
No.
Oh.
No, I do not live in Long Beach, where the blue line goes.
Okay, well, there's other trains from Fullerton that go in
there. There is.
You could have rode your Metrolink from Fullerton right to Union Station and walked across the street to Olvera Street.
I considered it, but Poppy had a hangover.
Oh.
And I just couldn't see dragging him through all of that.
From where did he have a hangover?
The night before. We'll talk about that in a second, too.
Okay.
So he tells me, get the besties together, let's go down to see the displays or whatever. So we get down there, and, you know, being that we've recently come back from Mexico, I'm like, hey, I'm hip, I'm talking to all the vendors in Spanish and whatever, and it just kind of dawned on me.
Yeah, right. Bitch, please.
She's a fucking bitch.
I took kind of a second take, and I looked around, and I'm like, this is the cleanest... most organized Mexico I have ever seen. That does not represent
Mexico
or even Mexican culture, in my opinion.
Really?
Very well. I think there are a lot of Mexican products down there.
Yeah.
But to bring it back to the fan, Handler was with me, Handler and Special K.
Yes.
And within 2 minutes of hitting the street, he needed to buy one of those señorita fans. You know, the ones where you go,
yeah,
whack, and then you... And,
was it warm? Is it he needed a fan for himself? Or
no, he was perfecting his fanning skills. Fanning his faggotry, darling.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So he bought a fan for that purpose.
So yes. So we're sitting down, and we're in a very crowded restaurant, and there's literally, like, we're right up against Olvera Street, so there is a line outside the restaurant that's right on the side of our table.
Okay.
And he's flicking the fan and fanning himself, and flicking the fan and fanning himself, and then doing the little trick like the Madonna video where they... flip the fan up in the air, and then it comes around and it lands back in their hand.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's showing us all these tricks that I'm laughing my ass off.
Uh-huh.
And the waiter shows up, and he puts the fan away for about half of the little speech, and then halfway through, he just couldn't help himself, and he goes, puts the fan out. The waiter did not even bat an eyelash.
Well, I'm sure he's seen plenty of this from his female customers in the past.
Guess how long that fan lasted.
Oh? Well, how long?
About 1 hour and 5 minutes.
And then what happened?
Before it snapped.
It broke?
Oh, yes. It cost $2.
Well, I'm expecting it to be a very high-quality Mexican item.
There was embroidery and little sequins on it and everything.
Did he take it back for a full refund?
No, he tried to fix it, and he's going to pass it off on Lulu, if you're listening.
As a Christmas gift?
As a replacement for the one Lulu's fan that he broke earlier.
Well, clearly he needs more practice.
Yes.
If he's breaking fans.
So Día de los Muertos is celebration Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead.
Which is not a demonic type of a thing. It's you're celebrating the people who have passed.
Right, before you.
With skeletons and things.
Yeah.
So there wasn't very much of it there, honestly.
No?
No, were we too early?
What day did they actually celebrate it?
It's Thursday, and we went on Sunday.
It was this coming Thursday? Oh, yeah, it's the first.
It's Thursday. Hello. Yeah. You service the Latino community.
yes. But not on Dia de los Muertos. That's a day off for me.
Service.
I don't really know. I don't have an answer for you on that. Why it wasn't. There wasn't a lot of people. So are you saying it was a waste of time?
No, there was a lot of people. There was a little bit of display, folklorico dancers and mariachi, you know, blaring our ears off.
Olvera Street is not very big. I mean, there's not a lot there, really.
Right.
I mean,
you go.
It's like a one block thing.
We did it. I did it all. And then Poppy said, I want to do the other side.
Yeah.
So we walked on the other side of the carts up the other direction.
So that was another 15 minutes.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Now, I understand you had a churro at my favorite place.
Yes, Mr. Churro.
Mr. Churro.
Why isn't that not called Senor Churro?
Well, because this is Olvera Street. It's not Calle Olvera. What they're trying to do is they're infusing Latin into American culture. So that's why it's Mr. Churro. Those are my favorite churros in the world. And I you didn't like it, you said?
They're big.
Well, I like a big churro, honey. You know
yes,
that.
Yes, you do. ¿Dónde está churro?
And on top of that, I love a churro that's filled with cream, with succulent
they
cream.
They put creams in them.
I know.
I was stuffed from lunch. I had a pitcher of margaritas for lunch.
Liquid lunch?
Yes, and then some chips.
Oh, okay.
As a side, as an appetizer.
Well, that explains it, why you'd be hungry.
Yep.
Yeah, no, those are definitely my favorite churros. And that's what, when we go to Disneyland and I see people lined up, you know, like 20 people deep for their dried, you know, added water churros.
For the Mickey churro.
Yeah, I can't believe it, you know, when I am coming.
They're frozen.
Right, they're frozen and then they're basically put through a warmer to dry them out even further. And then they rub them around in a little bit of cinnamon sugar and hand them over to you for about $4.
I'll give you that they were fresher. They were a little bit thicker. And I was so full from lunch that I was like, I can't have this. I can't eat another thing.
I can tell you in all the years that I've worked down there in downtown LA, and I would drive down Main Street back to my office and I would pass by Olvera Street. There was definitely a few times where I actually pulled over, parked the car, and walked to Mr. Churro to get a churro and get back in the car and drive the rest of the way to the office.
You risked a parking ticket to get a Mr. Churro? You have a delivery sticker?
Yes. Yeah, for my delivery van. I'd put the hazard lights on.
Pull the truck over.
Loading zone. Park in the loading zone. I'm loading a churro into my mouth.
Yes.
Yes. So, but I know what you're saying. Olvera Street is not like when you told me you guys were going to go to Olvera Street and you invited me. Thank you for inviting me. It didn't say to me, "Oh my God, I got to drop everything I'm doing and go to Olvera Street." Now the benefit of going would have been to have been with you guys, but I'd already seen you.
Oh,
all
so you on, do realize that?
Yes, but I already seen you all on Friday night, and that was plenty. So
okay.
I just spent a week with you in Mexico, and then I saw Alex and or Special K and you on Friday night, so that was enough.
Wow, look at the time. Don't you have to be leaving? You're gonna miss your show. You better get going.
So no, I mean, you know, we were originally I was gonna do Disneyland on Sunday, and that never came to fruition. And you know, did I tell you what we did instead of Disneyland?
No.
Great, you know, great day of planned Disneyland, you know, all sorts of activities, rides, food,
mm-hmm,
children.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to have brunch at Bitter's place of employment. Which, by the way, if you work at a restaurant, is that the place you want to go have brunch on your day off?
No, but it better be amazing.
Well, it's not.
You sure? Are you sure?
I'm really sure. But I even recommended to him another place that's really amazing. But I think it's because he gets a little bit of a descuento, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
And which he passes on to everyone. It's not like he gets a descuento and the rest of us are paying, you know, the full fare. So, so we got there, ordered brunch, and then sat there. And we weren't drinking alcohol. I know you're going to think, oh, we sat there and drank alcohol a day. I drank nothing but water. And the boys had water. I think they had one mimosa. We sat there from like 12:30 until 5 o'clock. The whole time. We just sat there.
How boring.
And no, we said, no, we were on the patio. Picture it. Long Beach. Noon on a Sunday afternoon at the intersection of Atlantic Boulevard and Broadway. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. I would never have imagined the amount of crazy people that passed that intersection in the matter of a few hours. It was just amazing to sit out there on the patio and poke fun at people. There was, I'm not making this up. I swear
I believe
I'm not
it.
Making this
I
up.
I believe it.
There was a guy walking down the street in a wrestler singlet.
Hopefully it was all in the singlet.
It was all in the singlet, and it was a package that he was definitely carting down the road. by all means, because he was a negrito.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, who does that? There was people, I actually asked Bitter, I'm like, are people still in
the... Was he going to the grocery store? Maybe he had to pick up his mail? I don't know. You don't have to get all dressed up for that.
I thought people were still in their costumes from the night before, really. It was fun to just sit there. There was a few of us and drinking and talking and not drinking, but just, I don't know. It was the most bizarre thing. I've never done that. Sat at a restaurant for 5 hours.
That's crazy.
Yes.
We ran into a crazy person up at Olvera Street, too.
Oh, there's plenty of them up in that area.
Yes. And I brought the Jumbotron, my camera.
Oh, yes.
I brought the Jumbotron.
The big Asian persuasion camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that hanging around my neck. And I'm pointing to that red bag over there real subtly so that you can hand me those Doritos. See how I'm doing that?
Oh, I didn't realize that's what you
wanted. It's not recorded on the...
Are you hungry for the Doritos?
I'm going to put them down here so they're not get all crazy.
So the dog can eat them?
Pebbles will love that.
Are you? So you're telling me we're going to record and we're going to be telling a story and you're recording while you're eating Doritos?
No, I'm going to be eating Doritos while your fat mouth is talking. So I'm going to wait for your story. Maybe I'm not going to wait totally.
No wonder we got slighted for the podcast awards this year.
Yeah, screw you all, bitches. You didn't even nominate us this year. What the hell? We didn't tell you to, but we're not in the top 10.
We shouldn't have to tell you.
Thank you very much.
You should know to nominate us, but that's okay.
We're not hurt.
We're still here.
I'm kind of excited because now I can vote for somebody else.
That's true.
I've been wanting to.
Okay.
It's been a goal of mine.
Okay.
Don't get me distracted. Okay.
So, crazy person, Olvera Street.
Oh,
bring it back.
You.
Bring
yes,
it back.
Thank you. Jumbotron hanging around the neck. So, yes. I walk out of the museum. They have an art museum there. Poppy, when you take Poppy to a museum, you better be there for the long haul.
Tell me it wasn't that little Adobe museum where they have like all the, like how things used to be in the 1800s. Is that the museum you're referring to?
No, it was just a very plain art museum right in front of the raised rotunda.
Yes.
Right in front of that.
Oh, yeah.
It was open that day.
Tell me you weren't there for more than 10 minutes.
No, I just walked around it. But okay. I mean, Poppy had seen 3 paintings in that 10 minutes. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, I'm standing out front enjoying the nice day, like you were explaining. And Crazy walks up. Imagine, what was that 4th of July movie with Tom Cruise? You know, the long hair, the whole veteran thing. I think it was called 4th of July.
Okay. Maybe.
Basically, it was a veteran. Had his shirt off. He was probably about 60. Long gray hair.
Sounds fabulous.
Crazy in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing jeans, no underwear.
Oh, how'd you know that?
I could see the crack and it was lower than it needed to be.
Okay.
And he comes up to me and he says, so, are you with the AP? Very, very, almost like businessman, like, are you with the AP? And I'm like, what? And he's like, Associated Press. And I'm like, no.
The Associated Depressed.
Yes. And I said, no. And he said, okay, are you with PBS or... Public Wire, or basically, he was trying to figure out which news organization was I with.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm not with the...
You did say you're with Babylon News.
No, I was not. I was officially off duty.
Oh, okay.
And I...
Honey, we are never officially off duty.
You let me tell a story or what? I gotta get to this Dorito. It's sitting in my hand. I'm starving. If you want to take the story over, I can eat.
No, because I don't know where you're going with it.
I know, so let me tell you. Okay, so yes, so he's harassing me. I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable now, you know, because I don't have the sunglasses on just to protect my eyes. I'm starting to go, get me out of here. And he says, so you're with the government. Now I know crazy is crazy, right?
Right.
I'm like, no. He goes, it's okay. Take my picture. So he proceeds to start posing for me in very, like, front page provocative poses.
For Vogue.
Yes.
He's voguing.
He's got his arms out. He turns around, you know, and shows me his crack and kind of looks over the shoulder like, oh, look at me, crazy person. Hey, whatever. I'm not even picking up the camera. I'm like, I'm afraid if I go with this, it could be... I did want a picture, I have to say.
I was going to say, I would have totally gone for that. That sounds exciting. That sounds absolutely...
I just don't know how to deal with those guys.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, I was with somebody who does.
Oh, no. What did he do? Handler, Special K?
No, Special K walked out the door and saw this going on and walked way to the right.
Okay.
He's like, I'm not having anything to do with that. Handler, on the other hand, probably did the, I'm going to be your wingman.
Uh-huh.
And he stood about 3 feet away with the Ray-Bans on, the dark Ray-Bans, and just kind of stared, you know, kind of a look. And we got to this line of questioning where, you know, the guy's like, okay, hang on a second. He runs back to his little pile of shit in the middle of the plaza.
Uh-huh.
And he runs back with a long stem rose, about 2 foot long, long stem rose, puts it in his mouth and then starts posing again. Picture, long gray hair.
Yes.
And he's like, you're not taking my picture. And I'm like, I'm afraid if I take your picture, something's going to happen. I just... And he goes, you know what? You are with the government, and I know you're with the government. And you know why I know? I'm like, no. He goes, because you're lying. I can see it in your eyes. I can tell you're lying. And then it turned ugly like that.
Oh, no.
It turned ugly, and he was like starting to, you know, accuse. And he goes, and by the way, Obama and Mayor Villaraigosa are not real people. They are dead already. They're buried over in Little Tokyo. And if you don't believe me, you can go see the crime scene tape that's around Little Tokyo. It's true. You know, and he's like rattling all this stuff off. He's like, I'm a veteran. They took away blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, he sounded very intelligent. Like, he had all of the current events in his head.
Right.
So at this point, I'm like slackjaw, like, I can't get out of this. And he's about as close as you are to me.
Wow.
We're standing face to face.
Why didn't you just take his picture, Scooter Booter?
I know! I was frozen with fear. So I looked at Rigo like, save me! And this guy looks at Rigo like, why are you looking at him?
Now you're like, he's my security detail because I'm actually with the government and he's my security detail.
I should have said that. That's actually smart thinking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the handler says, you know, finally the two of them make semi-eye contact, and the handler says... And he goes, are you with him? And he goes, I don't know. And he did that kind of like 5 second wait before he answered the question to kind of put the guy off his guard.
Uh-huh.
It was beautiful. And he says, you know, the zombie apocalypse, this is the handler. You know, the zombie apocalypse is coming, right?
Only the handler could come
to
up
me,
with this.
Jaw further down, like, what are you doing? And of course, the guy was like, yes, of course. And he goes, it's going to be bad. And the handler says, but I'm going to survive. And he goes, I know I'm going to survive. What about you? And the guy's like, absolutely. And he goes, oh, that's great, because I'm looking for trained militia. Do you know how to handle a weapon? I swear to God, hand on the Bible. Do you know how to handle a weapon? Which I'm like, don't bring weapons up. And at this point, the crazy got out crazied because he kind of got this worried look in his eye, like, and he literally turned around and left. And I'm like, handler, that was brilliant. He said, you have to out crazy the crazy. That's the only way to get rid of him.
Oh my God. I totally wish I would have gone just for that. That is better than anything possible. Oh my. And I could totally picture the handler because
he wasn't even sweating a bullet. Nothing.
No, yeah, he's right there. He's up there with them.
Yes. And I said, and what if he had said, yes, I am. I'm a veteran. I'm trained in a weapon. He says, then my next line would have been, I am going to promote you to colonel, and I need you to go out and find more men for my militia. Can you get started on that now? I also need provisions. I'm like, you were already two lines ahead? Do you believe it?
I believe it. I know, right? I know him. I absolutely believe it.
That's hysterical.
Oh, my Lord.
Meanwhile, I'm on the phone. Once the focus was turned, I was on the phone to Poppy. I was like, get your ass out here now.
Why? You already had protection?
I know, right?
What do you think Poppy would have done? How do you think he would have handled
it? I don't know. He walked out like, I'm not done with the museum yet. What? What do you want?
I'm on the fourth painting. And for his, Special K. Now, see, Special K, I think, he could have boxed him down.
He could have, but he didn't have, we hadn't had drinky poos yet.
Oh, okay. So he still had his,
he
had his senses with him.
So what did you guys do for Saturday night? That was the big Halloween night.
A big Halloween-y party? Well, I was just really not into the idea of dressing up this year for whatever reason, so I didn't really have any costume ideas. I didn't really, nothing was coming to my mind. I hate store-bought costumes. I think those are the tackiest things. And so I didn't think we were going to do anything that I was going to require me to dress up at all. And when we went out Friday night for Shabu Shabu, and we ended up at Dave & Buster's afterwards, we were playing some video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I won that crazy little hat thing you pointed out.
Right, like, 2 hours worth of tickets.
And like $35 worth of game tokens.
Yes.
To win this $5 made in China kind of mohawk wig. Multicolored rainbow mohawk wig.
Well, it was either that or the Chinese torture device for 800 tickets. Finger torture device.
So it got me thinking. I said, well, I can work with this. So I take that home. And
I love that you're like a designer. Here's a door handle. I want a house that fits this door handle. Okay.
That is pretty good. I had the wig and I had to build the rest of the costume around it. Sadly for me, I was able to develop an entire displaced costume out of things that were in my closet already and make something work. And so I sent a picture to Special K and I said, I don't know, what do you think? You think this is going to work? And he's like, well, what are you exactly? And I said, a hot mess. And he says, you succeeded. So that was it. So I went as
you sent me a picture too.
Yes.
You remember what I said?
It made you laugh out loud?
It really did. I laughed out loud. And the fact that you had the red dress with the hairy chest and then the white scarf. I was like, oh my God, it's so perfect. It's whose idea was the scarf?
I went up on Retro Row and found it. $2 in a bin.
It was so like, I'm so chic with my chest hair poking out. And those hard white sunglasses. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Of the group picture, you had the best costume.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is fantastic for you to say that.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, most of those things I've actually worn in a legitimate performance. But not in that grouping. So it was the grouping of those items to make it what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So how funny. Anyway, so we went out to a party in Downey that we've gone to several years in a row, and it was fun. I mean, nothing dramatic happened. I wish there was something I could tell you. I wish I could tell you some crazy story. Someone fell in the pool. Someone ate too many tacos. I don't know.
Boys?
I did meet a boy. You know, and he was such a sweet boy. We've been texting back and forth.
It's good that you answered that honestly.
Yes. Why?
Because I have the lie detector hooked up right now.
Oh, you knew that I had met a boy?
I did.
Oh, Special K spilled the beans, huh?
No, I needled him for the details.
You know what's really... Okay, so
let's see how much the story matches.
No, all right, so here's... Let's backtrack to when I sent you the picture of how I was going to go out dressed. What was your comment about meeting boys?
Oh, no, the costume is perfect, except it's kind of hard to meet boys in drag.
Or, yeah, looking like that, right? Because normally, if you're single and you go to a costume party, you wear the sexy outfit, the gladiator.
Yeah, you're single.
The gladiator, the navy, or the military, or...
The doctor, sexy doctor.
Remember one year I went as a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't meet any boys that year. So, you know what? I didn't really give a shit. I'm not looking to meet boys. That wasn't my intention. So, I dressed in really bad drag, you know, hairy drag. And yeah, there was a gentleman caller that was paying a lot of attention to me.
He liked your legs.
He did like my legs. He knew that my feet were sore from those terrible shoes I was wearing.
They'd have to be.
Well, I was wearing, what are those, the high ones?
Platforms.
Platform heels. So yeah, after a couple hours in that, my feet were hurting. So I was sitting and...
You tower when you wear heels.
And so he was like, would you like me to get you a drink? You know, very sweet.
Aww.
Oh, he was just the sweetest guy. So we have been texting. So,
excellent day.
Yeah. So, but I...
Did you show him a picture of you as a boy?
No, we haven't. We didn't exchange any...
He knew you were a boy, right?
You know, that is a good question because sister had gone to that party. She would probably look very similar with the hairy chest. So yeah, anyways, it was a good time in that regard. So I did meet a boy, but the rest of the party was a standard run of the mill party. I mean, you know what, next year, you know, my goal for next year is to push someone in the pool so that I have something exciting to say for the show.
Well, and I have already blocked next year so that I can go with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Please don't push me in.
That would make for an even better story.
Okay, if you're going to push me in, I better build my costume around it. Like, maybe okay. I could be like the monster from the Blue Lagoon or something.
You know, this would, that would be absolutely
or a mermaid.
Fabulous idea. If you dressed in a costume that you could easily get wet and then it would look good, you know, like something later.
And then you could just pee your pants all night and nobody would know.
And what we'll do is we'll pretend like we don't know each other. Maybe we'll even go separately. And then we'll just kind of like meet in the pool and we'll pretend like we're fighting and then I'll just push you in.
This is Babylon video right here.
We'll have someone record it. That would be hilarious.
Now, okay, when you're
Now, I may get kicked out of the party. I may get 86 for the rest of.
Are you sure? Because like when you push me in, should I like grab you on the way in too? And then we can like pull each other's costumes off in the pool and have a big old cat fight.
Ooh. This
Mm.
sounds good. We have a year to plan it, Scooter Booter.
You know, they don't have any entertainment there, do they?
No, they don't. They keep the music really low because he's got neighbors. It's a nice house. It's not in the ghetto, which is one of the reasons why I like to go. So he respects his neighbors. In fact, music ends at midnight. And
Did you see Grindr app costume?
yes, I did.
That was our friend from the pool party last summer, this summer. Do you remember?
Friend from the pool
We
party.
talked with him for quite a while.
Which pool party?
The pool party up in LA with all the fake people.
Oh, which friend was he? The one that was a designer,
He was
or?
the no. He was on deck the whole time and taking pictures towards the end.
Oh, okay. No, I don't
But
remember.
anyways, you guys were at the same party. I'm like, oh my gosh, my friends were there to see him. He just didn't see you either.
Well, I saw him in the Grindr app, but I whisked right past him.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty
Yeah,
memorable
yeah, yeah,
costume.
yeah. Well,
Gotta
people had to
admit.
get around him.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we did go to Shabu Shabu Friday night. I won. That was an interesting concept.
What is that?
The restaurant Friday, Shabu Shabu. You
No, I know,
were.
but tell the listeners what Shabu is.
Oh.
This is California. Not everybody's as chic as us.
Oh, I forgot that we were doing a show. So Shabu Shabu is it is a Japanese or Korean? I'm guessing Japanese. Yeah.
Japanese? Yeah, I'm gonna say Japanese.
I'm gonna go with
Oh yes,
Japanese.
Japanese sake.
Oh, they do have
Their
the sake.
drinks are all sake.
So it's very similar to Korean barbecue, except that every person has their own hot plate right in front of
Hot
them.
plate.
Hot plate. And so when you sit down, the waitress comes and brings you like an array of sauces and spices to spice or to doctor your food with. And then she brings a big pot of water and places it on the hot plate. And at some point, the water starts boiling. And you're doctoring the water in your big plate, your big bowl of water. You're doctoring it with onions and garlic and soy sauce and different things. She had that habanero, weird habanero oil that she had
Came out of
to.
a dropper.
She had to handle it with like biomaterial gloves, and she gave you one drop out of a dropper, which burned the freaking hair off of your chest with one drop. But anyway, so she could put that in there and all
Yet
sorts
you
of.
still had hair for the next day.
Well, it takes a lot more than that to burn the hair off my chest, honey. But then,
Nair, jalapeno version. You could just rub that right on. Yeah, and then you get a plate of frozen mee, which other Asian restaurants sometimes do.
yeah, you, then you get your
Shaved frozen meat.
yeah, you get a sliced fro it's a fried a sliced meat and then vegetables.
Yeah.
And then you start putting the meat and the vegetables in the boiling water, which of course cooks it. And you have to be careful not to overcook or, you know, we got the ribeye, so I like my ribeye medium rare. So it was literally like dip,
Dump.
dump, and it's done,
Yeah.
just like that. And so you're cooking all of your own meats and your vegetables, and eventually your meat and your vegetables are gone. But what has happened is your bowl of water now has create is now full of flavor because you cooked all this food in the boiling water, plus you've spiced it with all the things you want to spice it with. And the last thing she brings you are some noodles, and she puts the noodles in, which then, you know, the noodles cook in your water. And then she takes the noodles out and she puts a bowl and puts some other stuff in there and then puts a little bit of your water in the bowl and you have a udon soup.
I have been to a lot of shabu places. That is the only place that does that.
Really?
Yes, and that was probably the best part of the meal. Would you not agree?
Did you hear what I said? I said I would want to. I asked him if I could just come back for the soup
Yeah.
because that was the best part. And she said, no, you can't come back for the soup. And I thought, well, why not? You're leaving a lot of water in the bowl. I'll just come in behind someone and I was like, you know, can I use your water? I mean, your water looks good.
Your bath water.
Except
Yeah, it's like Korean barbecue if you've ever done that.
you don't walk out smelling like you've
Yeah,
been at a
it's just
campfire all
fine.
night.
And it's kind of a little event, keeps you busy.
Right?
I wouldn't say it's cheap though.
Oh, no. It's not cheap.
But I told it's totally worth it.
Yeah, and it's a fun place to go with friends. They had a lot of large parties. I think I don't like their seating arrangement at that place for friends because it's hard to sit together. There's four of us and it's like bar seating, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Now, if they made that place like a Korean barbecue where they made separate tables with hot plates, but then I don't know how the servers come around and service you.
Don't try to reinvent it. It works.
Yeah, everything works except for that. It was hard to, like, you know. And do you remember that Seinfeld episode? I know how much you love Seinfeld.
I'm sure I don't.
One of your favorite, where they, you know, if you watch Seinfeld in the coffee shop, they always sat at a booth. And one time they went in and the booths were taken, so they had to sit at the bar. And so all four of them are sitting at the bar and they're trying to talk past each other. So if you can imagine, like, two of them like this, so there's four of them, and then, like, two, and they're, like, doing this.
It's very uncomfortable.
Trying to talk to the person. At the,
you know. I didn't even talk to Rigo that night until we left.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, but other than that, as far as the food goes, because I'll be honest, I was when Special K said that's where he wanted to go, I was really craving the boiling crab. But, you know, if that's where he wanted to go, I didn't want to spoil anything. I am so glad we went there because I got to try something new.
Excuse me, who introduced you to the boiling crab?
Special K.
Right. They're foodies. You should take their recommendations.
Yeah.
And you did.
I did. Of course, I didn't.
They definitely know the spots.
Yeah, it was delicious. And
I said foodies, not fatties. Just to be clear.
Well.
For the Babylon record.
Well, you know.
You can be a foodie and a fatty. I was not calling them a fatty.
If the shoe fits, that's all I have to say. So anyway, so we did talk a little bit about at the beginning of the show. We said we just got back from vacation. We went down south of the border to a little bit of Puerto Vallarta.
All these Mexican activities.
I know. Well, it is. You're married to one. What can I say?
I am.
Yes. I know, I was trying to come up with something. We're not anything for Mexico, but, you know, we just like Mexico. Well, the men are hot.
Yeah, and if you're still listening to us, you know that already. Yeah. Sorry you're bored with it, but that's what we got here. It's like L.A., hello.
Yeah, right?
L.A. for Latino.
So we made kind of an impromptu trip. Like, we didn't even mention on the last show that we were going, because we didn't really know we were going.
We did.
Yeah, it was kind of like... I think I mentioned to you on Sunday, and we left Wednesday, right?
No, we mentioned it on the last show, but it was really, like, kind of in the back of our head, because we were barely thinking about it. We said it at the end.
Oh, we did?
We did.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, we decided to do an impromptu trip to...
Like a little road trip.
It was like a road trip.
It's like a girl's road trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just you and me, which was very interesting. Have we ever done that before? Just you and I on a trip somewhere together? I don't think we've done that before.
We go to the lake together all the time.
No, but alone.
Intimately? I don't know, is that what we did this time? Because I didn't get that impression.
Well, I didn't mean intimately.
We have never been that... Wait, have we? We have never been that far together before, no.
Alone, like we've never gotten vacation alone. Mm-mm. Just the two of us. So that was...
And Poppy got left, by the way. Because when I said, hey, I'm going to go to Puerto Vallarta... He said, great, I'll take some time off and I'll go too. And I was like, you're not invited.
I can't believe that you did that.
He wasn't. You asked me in a way that he wasn't invited. And that's not true. It wasn't that you were uninviting him. It was just like, this is impromptu. I know that you're the one with the more flexible schedule.
Well, that is true.
Right.
Like, I would just assume with his line of work that there's no way he was going to be able to go.
I would assume that too. But then he was like, fine, I'll just take 3 sick days.
Which I would have been totally cool with.
Yeah, maybe it was the beer talking at the time, because I asked him while we were at Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you're like, no?
No, I don't think so.
Wow. Well, so it was like a road trip because we didn't fly down commercially. We took Babylon Air. We took Babylon Airlines.
God, that show was long.
Yes. Well, I'm building hours for a new career, which I guess maybe we'll try to get to at the end of the show.
Okay.
So I needed to do some flying. So I said, well, if I have to fly around somewhere, I might as well go somewhere fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hence the whole Puerto Vallarta and
take someone fun.
And take someone
Thank
fun.
Thank you.
So you were my
third. I love how you added that in real quick.
You were my third choice.
Fuck you.
Wow. Wow. Off we go. Now, my airplane, unlike the big commercial airplanes, can't go that far without a stop.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make a little pit stop along the road for a restroom break. Yes. Well, you're the one that brought the snacks, honey.
Your plane needs a restroom break?
You needed a restroom break. I know how you are. You can barely go an hour without going to the bathroom.
You don't know me.
I do know you.
Do I have to go every hour?
You have to go almost every hour. You are a frequent restroom visitor.
Okay, so when I'm on road trips, you may not know this about me, but I was very conscious the whole morning about not drinking. So that I would be kind of a camel for the rest of the day.
Dried out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you did good because you didn't squawk or anything about needing to go to the bathroom. Because the first leg is 3 hours. Three hours, the first leg. No bathroom. 3 hours.
I'm the kind of guy that when I get on a road trip, I do not like stopping for gas and gas station. It's when the tank empties, you get to empty your tank.
Right.
Everybody else in the car who's like coming in with their 2-liter Gatorades and their energy drinks and stuff, I'm like, no. Poppy and I had this conversation real early on. Because you never get there.
Right, yeah. It's a constant stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then constant snacking because you're buying stuff at the local.
And if one person has to go, you all go to the restroom. I feel like the mom. You all go to the restroom.
So we made a stop in Guaymas, Mexico.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
No. I thought it was Guaymas.
It's the Mexican Wyoming, Guaymas. we're going to have to take a trip there next summer. I think you'll really like Guaymas. Right next to Guaymas is San Carlos, which is where I went in the summer. And I think that you would really, really enjoy it. But we planned the trip to go later in the evening, and we were landing at Guaymas about 30 minutes prior to the airport closing. So we had 30 minutes to turn the airplane around, basically, and that is going through international customs, right? So they meet us at the airplane. There's guards. This is standard custom. This is standard Mexico stuff. When you're dealing with private airplanes in Mexico, this is nothing unusual. You land. The army comes with dogs.
Well, first it was the customs officers, you know, and where are you coming from? Where are you going to? Yada yada. They've got their uniform and their guns.
Right.
Then it was go up to the immigration office and get your passport stamped and all that other business. And we're halfway there, and they go no, come back.
Yeah, we got the...
Come back.
We got the...
And way down at the other end of the airport, you see the fatigues running with their machine guns towards us and their dogs.
Yes.
Running as in a slow walk. Uh-huh. Just stand there while they come to...
The Mexican run, which is... Yeah.
Yes, and you got sniffed up and down. Would you have dog treats in your pants?
I must have. That dog was all over me.
He was on you. I was like, if that dog starts barking, I don't know you. I just hired this guy. I don't know who he is.
I think that dog likes a tasty chorizo. So he was sniffing in the area.
Yes. Then it was, okay, you're cleared.
Yeah.
And did you notice how they separated when we were standing there? Like the dog guy was running around you with his friend, but then there was a guy with a machine gun who stood far enough off to cover us spray us with his machine gun in case we got out of line.
Yeah, in case something,
no smiles.
Went awry.
And they had bulletproof vests on. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, they are fighting a drug war down there. So,
yes.
You know, I mean, we obviously are innocent people, but maybe they don't always get interacted by innocent people. So
then they send us up to the room.
They send the room.
And we start up the little stairs. And we're like, no, you have to go up the ramp, long ramp this way, and then go up that ramp that way, which goes to exactly...
The same spot.
The same goddamn room. There's no ropes or anything keeping you from that room.
So basically, at some point, it just really started to feel like... So yeah, we have to go through this whole process of customs, then immigration, then I got to go to the airport office, I've got to close the flight plan, I got to go order the fuel.
Oh, you're cutting it short, sweetie. You're cutting it short. So the customs, stamp, okay, go over to my friend over there in that other office, which is all in the same room.
Right.
Then she's got to take your passports and she shushes us away.
Uh-huh.
No, don't stand here while I'm doing this. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
I'm talking about Guaymas, yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a different airport.
Yes.
So we go through... We fill out our forms, how long are you here, where are you staying, yada yada. stamp, 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 stamp. That is the most stamping I've ever seen in my life.
Is that not comical? I can't imagine the ink business in Mexico must be.
Honestly, people, it is like, it's like a comedy skit because it's like the big rubber pad, no, and then the pa-pam, 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 pa-pam. And I'm like, you must have stamped my passport like 3 times. I've only come to Mexico once. Then she sends you on. You've got to press the go, no-go button, which is like a stoplight as big as your head. And that tells them whether they should inspect your luggage or not.
Right.
I'm guessing you had the red light?
No, I didn't even push the button. She just inspected my luggage anyways.
Okay.
Did she inspect your luggage?
No, I came over and I stood at the button because I know the routine. We're the only people in this airport, people.
Yeah.
We're it.
That is a good point. We didn't point that out. It was 30 minutes before the airport closed. We did say that. And there wasn't a soul around. Like,
we're hot tamales.
Yeah.
They got something to do.
There's probably 10 employees and us two, and that's it.
Yes. So she says, empuje, por favor.
Yeah.
Push the button.
Right.
El botón. So I pushed the button and I got the pass go collect 200.
Oh.
So I didn't have to have my
suitcase. I didn't even push the button. She just inspected my bags anyways.
Oh. Maybe that's a pilot rule or something.
Maybe.
So then at that point, we get to leave the one room that we were in and we go to see the comandante. Now, is that like the airport commander? What do you call
him? Yeah, he's like the airport chief or whatever. The comandante is the guy. He's in charge of all the operations and flight plans and stuff like that.
And I didn't follow all the conversation, but basically you said, okay, we're headed out to Puerto Vallarta. I need to file my flight plan.
Right.
Is that about right?
That sounds about right. Well, actually at the time I was still, remember we were questioning whether or not we were going to go to Puerto Vallarta or stay till the morning because there was that weather front right in front of Puerto Vallarta.
We had 30 minutes. It probably was no problem.
Yeah, so I run outside to get Wi-Fi for my iPad and pull up a new weather radar map. Everything looked good. I run back in, say, no, we're going.
It's a go.
It's a go. We're going to Puerto Vallarta.
But by this point, the 30 minutes had turned into 25 minutes of silliness.
Yeah, right.
So we had 5 minutes. And
5 minutes. And so I said, we're going to Puerto Vallarta. And he's like, no, no, no. We're leaving.
Closing.
Yeah, closing.
Sorry.
And he's like, I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, there's only 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, well, that's plenty of time.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Let's get going. Why are we wasting time talking about it? Let's do it.
So nicely, the customs officer came over and gave him shit for you.
Yeah, the customs officer came over basically. You have plenty of time.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. So he begrudgingly, you know what I really think that's about? I think he wanted a propina.
Yeah.
He wanted a tip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Either a propina for him or money for the airport.
Maybe.
For staying? Is there a fee
for
staying?
Well, no, but I paid the money to the airport, honey.
They got it in.
Oh, they charge. When they take my credit card, they get their money.
So then he was in, after all this wait, he was in all sorts of hurry to get that
thing
filed.
Yeah, now he was in a rush. Yeah.
So you get it filed, you run off to the bathroom. He's trying to ask me questions to finish your flight plan. I don't know what the hell that was about. I'm like, shoulder shrug.
Yeah.
Like, make it happen.
Yeah.
You come back, we get everything signed, and we're off. And
more stamps.
Well, yes, thank you. He had his own set of stamps. Oh, and you had to pay the lady in the office another fee.
And she stamps.
And then and you were standing literally at her door, but you had to go around to her window to sign the receipt.
Yeah, she didn't want me standing at the door. I had to go to the window.
You didn't fight it, which was funny. And so then you're like, okay, we're done. So we head out. Which then you have to walk through a metal detector, which all of a sudden, beep, 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 and in comes the fifth uniform with his own gun and his own set of requirements. And he's like, no, 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 no. I have to wand you down. You need to put your bags through the little scanner thingy. And the look on your face is priceless, like, really?
Yeah, because in my thought, I'm like, that broad over there just checked my bags. She just checked both of us coming through here. We haven't left this fucking room. And we're going out to our own airplane.
All of these people we told you about are in the size of my living room. Is that not it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Easy. They've all seen us for the last 30 minutes.
In a room that's probably 20 feet long by 10 feet wide. Yeah, and so he saw us with the bags, open, checked, inspections. We haven't left. And we're going through. And my biggest gripe about that is, even if we had left, even if we were coming in for the first time, you are my passenger, I'm the pilot. What is the big threat here?
We're gonna blow ourselves up.
Yeah, who's blowing what up?
Well, fortunately, because it was already 6 o'clock.
Oh yeah, the comandante came over and was like, send them. No, just nope. pass them.
No security. Yeah, get them out of here. Guns, drugs, whatever, get it through there.
Mm-hmm. So off we go and we were
off into the blue yonder.
Off into the night.
I told you, don't look back. Let's just get in the plane. They may change their mind. That was crazy.
Oh, good times. Good times. It is. Now, and I should say, honestly, they were very friendly.
Yes.
The Comandante had a little chip on his shoulder. Other than the Comandante, all the customs, the immigration, even the army people that met us at the airplane, they were all very friendly.
Very friendly.
This wasn't an intimidating scenario. It was just very comical.
Yeah.
In that this is not what
we're just making fun of it because it's so inefficient.
It's extremely inefficient.
Like who you know or if you made the right smile at somebody.
Yeah, it is not what you would expect from like a U.S. international airport.
Right.
So. Anyway, so yeah, off we go. We landed, we got the port of Iris so late, 11:30. I don't know that I mind that, but it was late. Because by the time we landed, and then that process is a lot easier because...
But they were ahead. I didn't feel like it was that late.
Yeah.
It just was late for them.
Two hours, yeah. So it was 9:30 for us. Because then we got to rent a car, and then we went to go try to get someplace to eat. The restaurants were all closed.
So we had tacos.
Yeah, we ended up having tacos.
All week. And junk food.
I know. I cannot believe we did that. We had a couple of good dinners, and we had some breakfast. What happened was, when did we go home? Tuesday? And it was Sunday that we did the sailboat, right?
Yes.
So we were going to go on my friend's sailboat. Rather than doing like a booze cruise or any of that, you know, craziness, we decided to go on my friend's sailboat. And so she just asked if we could just bring some food, you know, because it's a sailboat. And when you use other people's property, you bring... the provisions.
More than enough.
Right. And so we stopped at Sam's Club. We got some sandwich wheels. We got chips for days. We got booze and soda. Then they had brought their own chips. Bobby Broadway, who plays the piano down there, he brought some cookies, right?
We had
cookies.
Oh, right.
We had the big thing of Otis Spunkmeyer cookies. And so all of that goes onto the boat.
Wait, and we had a bottle of vodka. And you know who was drinking the bottle of vodka? Just you and I.
And was it gone?
We finished that bottle between the two of us like it was a wine bottle.
I know. And it was early when we were done too, right?
I'm like, how the hell did we do that?
Yeah, it did go pretty fast. I was surprised how fast that Sam's Club
Did we pass
bottle.
Out that night? No, we went out that night.
Oh, we did take a little nap when we came back, didn't we?
Yes, but we did go out after that. We really,
yeah,
we were in full vacation mode.
We were in vacation mode. So by the time we were done with the day, there was still a lot of cookies and chips and stuff left over, even salts were left over. So we packed all that home back to the Babylon Puerto Vallarta studios.
Duh.
Yeah, we're not going to let it go to waste. So basically from Sunday until Tuesday, all we ate were chips and cookies and we didn't even touch the sandwiches.
Those are too healthy.
I know, right? All that mayonnaise and croissants.
And to top it off, we stopped at the OXXO, which is like their 7-Eleven, and got more for the plane on the way, right?
Yeah, we did. We got
more
cookies. Yeah, the last
My stomach days, was not happy with me.
The last couple days, that was not good. We can't do that again. But we did have our mainstay people, and we recommend if you listeners are considering going on vacation, that you guys consider going to Puerto Vallarta and support them. It's a very gay-friendly...
Very.
Very gay-friendly city, and there's no violence. It's not the Mexico that you see on your news at 11 o'clock at night. None of that's going on.
And predominantly served by straight people. You know, like, if you go to West Hollywood, you're gay people serving gay people, but in this place, it's predominantly served by straight people, and they are the friendliest, most inclusive people you've ever met.
Right, and they love...
All the business owners.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would invite several of those people to my home.
Right. Yeah, well, absolutely.
They're beautiful, nice people.
Now, which business owners are you suggesting are straight? Because I think they're all gay, the ones that we ran into.
Well, how about the owner of the sailboat? She was a business owner.
Oh, that's true. She was a business owner, and yes, she was straight.
Are you saying she now likes the blah, 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 blah?
You're right. She was straight. Okay, I'll give you that.
But I'm saying the employees, all your waiters and stuff. Like, we had a beach waiter. His name was Miguel for the entire week. And he was... I mean, we talked about him with his kids and his wife. And
he even showed us pictures of his kids. Well, they weren't so much pictures.
They were tattoos.
The tattoos, one on either breastplate.
Yes. We were going to get that shirt off of him one way or another.
Yes. And so it's very close and very gay friendly. It's kind of like the Palm Springs of Mexico, really. It's very, a lot of gay bars, gay beaches, gay clubs. We did the gay nightclub.
You know, there was a night that I went home without you.
Uh-huh.
And I had to take a taxi.
Right.
Because I left you the car. And the taxi driver even. I was like, here's where I'm staying, you know, blah, blah. He made conversation the entire way home, like really comfortable conversation. Of course, it was that airport conversation, where you're from, where you're going, yada, yada, yada. But it was, and I said, you know what? I was kind of in a scrape when I got in the taxi.
A scrape.
I was trying to get away from somebody that was being a little too aggressive.
Oh, right.
And I was like, I didn't have you to like beat him off. And I was kind of didn't want to be rude. So I was like, I'm going to get in this taxi. Goodbye. Or whatever. So he was asking me about it. He literally was taking an interest in, you know, what happened with that guy.
Right.
And I was like, oh, he was, you know, just too aggressive. And, you know, I'm married.
Right.
when I got out of the car, you know, I paid him his fare plus the tip, and I'm walking towards the condo, and he yells out, pick the right guy next time, to me, and not even like in a condescending way or anything. And I was like, it didn't add anything, but he was just like, you know, I hope you have better luck with the men's next time. And
yes.
I thought, that is so Port of Arta.
Right, it is. It's a very friendly town. So book your flights. And so we want to throw some shout outs to Anonimo, one of my favorite bar. Is that now your new favorite bar, Port of Arta?
Well, yeah, because they have the strongest drinks I've ever had there. Yeah, go there first, get your drink on.
Lick the bartenders if you like, because I'll let you most of them.
Yes.
Alberto.
You can make it your own video bar.
Yes,
that's true. Play all the videos you want. They give you the little workstation there.
That is true Port of Arta style right there. They have a little computer set up, and if you want to go play videos, you could go sit at the computer and you get to
for be the whole bar.
Yeah, you get to be the VJ for the bar until you get up to go to the bathroom and someone else sits down at the computer.
So we were on the J-Lo run. Did you notice that for a while? Because I was in control.
You're in control. My favorite was the new bartender, Christian. When he brought us the bill, he stuffed it down his pants and told me to get it.
With your teeth.
And did I even blink an eye?
You didn't, and you went further in. My goodness, they even have a dog in that bar. That's what I liked about it.
Yes, they have the dog, Julio.
Yep.
So Anonimo is a great place to go. We always enjoy going to the Blue Chairs Gay Beach, which is where we found Miguel, who was a fabulous waiter for the whole week and remembered us. We had our own little nicknames. I was Honey.
And I was Sweetie.
You were Sweetie.
we were joking with each other, and I said, Honey.
And he comes running over.
Yes. Okay, we're going to stop making fun of him.
And don't forget, one of the other things that you love about Port of Arta, more than I like, is the... That's the Mexican strippers. Anyways, so we did a little stripper action up at the Blue Chairs Hotel.
Yes. Anywhere else?
No, no. We didn't go to the other stripper clubs. There's a couple other strippers. Oh! Wet Dreams.
Oh, we did go to Wet Dreams.
Sueños Mojados.
That's right. That's the shower bar. We talked about that before.
Yeah, the shower bar. So, if you want...
I found a stripper that said, I'm not even going to try it, 500 pesos, which equates to about $43, yeah. Maybe. 500 pesos, anything you want. Anything.
Oh! Really?
I think those were the four words he knew. And I said, anything? Anything.
Anything.
And I took that as my cue to leave. I was like, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Yeah. I need to go.
Yeah, because 500 pesos, those bills, you know what? Do you notice that spending those bills are like spending Monopoly money? You don't even really count them. You don't think about them. You're just kind of like, they're in my wallet. Just throw them around.
Which one do you need?
Yeah, just take this one. Just do this. Here we go. How much? That? Oh, yeah, just here.
Yes, and I love when you pull up your bank account balance at the ATM and it's like, $5 million in your account. And you're like, did I get the right account?
I hope not, because I'm going to empty it.
That's funny. Yes, I enjoy that.
Some
strippers.
The Wet Dreams. And if you're interested in some live music and just relaxing with a martini, Garbo's, which is where our friend Bobby Broadway plays piano.
Yes.
From Chicago.
That was fun. Great martinis there.
Yes.
Also, we haven't been on, I guess.
A little pricey.
They were a little pricey.
They're American prices.
But they were strong.
Oh, well, because they're
pure martinis. Alcohol.
Yeah, they're martinis. Yeah.
Is that what they are? Where else?
Where else did we go? How about some food? Oh, food. Fusion, our new favorite restaurant in Port of Arta.
Yes.
Fusion.
Fusion. Hot owner.
Hot owner.
He's gay.
And great food.
Great food.
Yes.
Try the mahi, the coconut, the coconut battered mahi. Yeah.
I spent twice as much on the stuffed shrimp, and I was more interested in your coconut battered mahi.
I know. I shared it with you. It was a gigantic portion.
You're so sweet. You did share it with me. And I think we took a shrimp home. And a shrimp home, which sat in there as well. The chips and cookies became more appetizing than the stuffed shrimp. I still can't believe we had all those chips and cookies. I don't know what we were thinking.
I'm going to give you a high sign. Oh. Listeners, hang on a second.
Oh.
Okay, well, when we went to the... I just wanted to make sure Aunt Phyllis was okay with the submission.
Honey, it's not my husband in the room.
We went to the... Hi, Poppy. Poppy just got home. We went to the Korahora.
The Korahora.
Which was so different than the last time you took me.
Well, it was packed.
Yes, lots of people.
Lots of people.
And the spa was empty, so everybody was in the pool, which they had turned into another spa.
Yeah, they had turned that crank that heater up.
Holy crap.
So one of the nice things about the pool is always it's an escape from the spa, because the spa gets so hot.
Yes.
And I don't mean hot like sexy hot, although it can be. But I just mean hot, like the water's hot. And your body just starts to like, oh, I need some cooling. So that's when you go get in the pool.
But did you notice it was like all young guys?
Yeah.
It was like a full-on gay Latino pool party. I was the only white boy in there, wasn't I?
That I can remember, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I was like, hey, party!
Yeah. Yeah, I always enjoy the place. I know it has a bad rap. That's why they call it the Korahora. Because things do go on. They've got the spring.
But there's bars like that too,
that's
honestly.
True.
There's
bars with back rooms.
If you're going to call it a bathhouse, it was a very social bathhouse. We were all having conversations together in the pool.
Yeah. I've been to a bathhouse here in the States, and the bathhouse is like, all your language is done with your eyes
and grabbing.
Yeah, there's not a lot of words going on.
Yeah, no. It was friendly. I mean, we met a bunch of people that we had seen on the beach, and
yeah,
it was fun.
This was more about, and they do have the places that you can run off. If you meet someone that you want to run off with, you can run to the steam room, or they have a dark room, or they have the showers.
Yes, and I don't know if we made a pact, but neither of us went to the dark room because...
Well, I don't like dark rooms.
Oh, you don't like dark rooms. I didn't go to the dark room because I was afraid you might be in the dark room. And that would be the end of our friendship.
That would
right
be,
there.
That'd be really awkward.
Can I put my finger in your ass?
What?
No. No, sir.
That would be really awkward.
I told myself that on the way in. I'm like, I'm going to the pool and that's it.
No, I don't like dark rooms because I have to be able to visualize what's going on.
What was the waiter's name? Hector?
Not
my name for him.
Yeah, Hector the Erector.
No, his name wasn't Hector the Erector, but I was calling him that.
He called himself Hector the Protector.
Oh, the Protector.
He called himself Hector the Protector. Remember I was grilling because he said he'd been to the States and he had a visa?
Uh-huh.
And I was basically on the line of, how in the hell did you get a visa? I didn't say those words, but I pushed it right up to that. Like, really, really difficult. Really? Like, that's amazing that you were able to get I didn't emphasize the you. That's really amazing. You could get a visa to the United States.
I know.
I really pushed it to that limit because I was kind of like, I know a lot of people in Mexico and not to illegitimize who he is or what he does, but I know a lot of people that are, Mexico, they work, they have, regular jobs or whatever, blah, 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 and they cannot get visas to come to visit the U.S. So I just thought that was really interesting that he had a visa. But what else we do in Puerto Vallarta? Anything else exciting? Just to kind of round the story up with our return flight back home to the United States. Now, we talked about the process getting into Mexico.
Yeah.
The land of the free, where anything goes. You would think what the process must be like coming back to the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've done any international travel, you've waited in the long lines, you get up to those snarky... customs guys, well, it's immigration, immigration guys first, then you got to get your luggage, and then you got to go wait in the line for the customs guys,
yep.
And they give you a whole rigmarole. So especially you would think, arriving on
Mexico. I dread it.
Yeah.
Because I'm on a hot list for some reason. I think it's because I date Mexicans, but.
Maybe. So, I mean, this is what you think, and especially arriving on a private plane, they must think you're importing drugs, of course. It's the
right.
first thing they come
they
to.
Pull back the lining of your plane. I'm sure you know that, but the guy was in there, like, literally pulling the edging of the back seat off.
Oh, he did?
To see what you had packed behind there.
Oh.
Duh. You do that all in the belly, not behind the seats.
I know where to stuff things if I want to stuff things, but we were in and out of that place in, like...
there wasn't even a computer on the desk. Let me see your passport. Yep, that's you.
Away you go.
And you flew your plane right up to the front door of the customs office. That was really weird.
We're here.
Don't even park it. Just pull it right up here. That was Calexico, right?
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, it's amazing to me how simple that process is. And you're in and out there so fast. So what else we got going on the list here, honey?
So that wraps up the Mexico tour. We had a good time. I'm going to say, let's briefly talk about your new career.
Oh, right. Well, we did talk about the fact that I sold the tortilla, so I'm no longer the tortilla queen of Los Angeles. So, and I think the last episode we talked about not working, which I'm still not working. I actually have been hired to be an airline pilot for a certain airline.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. But the training doesn't start until January. Check your calendar, honey. We're still in October.
Now, do you know the roster of the pilots?
What do you mean?
Do you know any of the pilots? Are any of the pilots famous?
Oh, famous? I don't know the roster, and I don't know if any are famous.
Okay, you're going to have to check that out, because you might be the most famous pilot of the airline.
Well, it's a Mormon-owned airline, so I'm quite sure I probably will be.
Being a Babylon star and everything.
They'll have their eyes on me right away, I'm sure.
Congratulations.
So now I have 2 months of
playtime.
So I'm trying to...
Perfect, during the holidays and everything.
I know. I'm going a little stir-crazy at home a little bit.
Start planning parties. You got the whole light boat thingy to do. How about your Misfit Thanksgiving that you do?
Oh, yeah.
Start planning that shit.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I've got a couple of trips. I'm leaving in 2 days to Europe, honey. Did you know that? Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I leave in 2 days. I'm going to fly into Rome.
Rich bastard.
And then going through an Eastern Mediterranean cruise. So I'll be on a cruise boat for 11 days. I've never been on a cruise before, so I'm excited for that. And I'm looking to go see my good friend India in Shanghai. So she's having a baby as we speak. As we speak, honey, she's being sliced open in Shanghai, China, and they are extracting a human fetus out of her belly. As we speak, right now.
Is she allowed to have more than one?
Well, I asked her. Did they confiscate the female babies? Because she's having a girl. I thought in China they confiscate the females.
No, they confiscate the second baby.
This is her second baby.
That's they don't confiscate females. They confiscate the second baby.
Oh, well.
Or they fine you heavily.
Well, since she is not a Chinese citizen, she's living there in expat status. She can have as many as she wants. But my question, you know, now I'm looking to book this flight to Shanghai. You've done extensive travel. What things do you look for in an airline? What is it that concerns you when you're doing travel?
Well, the configuration of the plane usually, because I want to know, am I going to be sitting on the aisle or stuff between five fat people? How long the flight is? That's about it. Mm. And the price.
And the price, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually going down the list of airplanes, checking out the menu, because I'm on the plane for so long, I want to know what I'm going to eat, what they're serving me. You know, especially we're talking about Asian.
Just take junk food.
Asian airlines. We're talking, my choices basically are Japan pickled Airlines.
Pickled egg and sushi. 3 times a day. Oh, and here's some tofu. Open your mouth.
Yeah, my choices are Japan Airlines, Korean Air, or China Air. I'm like, oh, I don't know. None of these sound good.
Do you have a cheeseburger?
So, but yeah, I'm looking at doing those. So, I just want to know what airline doesn't have any of these running down the aisle. I mean, that's what's most important to me. Keep those things away from me. But, I will be free for a little while, but I'll be doing some traveling.
Well, we're going to have to make the most of it.
Yes.
So we have some tweets to call out.
Yes.
So, who was this?
Oh, Joe. Joe is Za under...
Joe Mama.
Yeah, something like that. I think Joe's you wrote down wrong. But he sent us some information about South Africa and evidently is the first African country to recognize a gay flag. South Africa.
Oh, okay, South Africa.
It's the first country in Africa to recognize a gay flag as a legitimate...
Well, that's good, seeing as some of their parliaments are trying to kill gay people over there.
Well, and some of the African, countries.
Nations, yeah. Not South Africa, but...
Yeah, other places, like, Kenya. I think they're trying to eat them over there.
That's good. Not the eating, the rainbow flag.
So thank you, Joe, for sending us that information.
Let's see. Also on Twitter, I have found a new person to follow.
Oh, really?
Her name is CoolMom69.
Cool Mom? Is that a woman?
It's like Cool Whip, right? Yes, it's a woman.
Cool Whip.
Her name's Kitty Kaczynski. Uh-huh. CoolMom69. And actually, I'm going to go back to her profile here because I want you to... I think it's important in the story.
Okay.
Hey there, I'm Kitty. I'm a divorced mother of two adorable twin 16-year-olds, Connor and Caleb.
Okay.
Pretty personal. And one lovely 15-year-old girl, Brianna.
Ah, okay.
So, she's had three kids. So, let's go to some of her posts. On October 13th, squirting a vintage can of Hi-C Ecto Cooler into my vag and forgot why. Hashtag senior moment, LOL.
What the hell is that? Wait, she's squirting what in there?
Squirting a vintage can of Hi-C Ecto Cooler into my vag. Basically, she's just taking something out of the kitchen... Like probably like one of those kids squeeze dealies, and she's squeezing it into her badge, and she forgot why.
Oh, yes! My Lord.
Yes! Oh. Yes! Yes! Yes!
What?
Yes! Yes!
Shall I give you some more?
Yes!
Yes, evidently, yes.
Yes!
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 She's saying yes, she wants more.
Yes!
Okay.
All right. I got it.
Oh, God.
I can't turn it off.
You can't. That's a train wreck. I'm going to read a few to you, okay?
Oh.
On back, legs spread to their fullest extent, eating Nutter Butters, and have a bag on my vagina. They need to have this lady on Howard Stern, let me tell you. I somehow sharted my bra.
Is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe, like, she has, you know...
Maybe she's...
Honey Badger, I am lactating with rage!
Oh, maybe. So she likes to tweet about her twat, is what she likes to do.
She does. Sounds like she's very active. This happened today. Getting finger blasted by eager, palsied hand of an elderly neighbor. Slug wild turkey. Puff of Misty 120. So I think that means she's drinking and having cigarettes. His penis is limp and the size of a gherkin. I don't know what a gherkin is.
What is it? Yeah, I was just going to say, what is a gherkin? That could be a good thing. So who is this so we can all follow him? Because...
CoolMom69.
Oh, CoolMom69. So, okay. I'm going to follow her because that sounds like a hot mess right now.
Yes, she has a Symbian. You probably know about that if you never listened to Howard Stern.
What? Oh, yes.
She
has one of those in her
she
house?
She is in love with her Symbian and she regularly...
sits on it.
Tweets about it.
Uh-huh.
You know when you come so hard, you fart a little, and then the farting makes you giggle, which makes you fart more? She's screwed as hell!
I take the fifth on that.
Another podcaster turned me on to her. Here's her picture.
That is not her real picture. That is not her real picture. That is fake. That is a fake picture. You know she looks like... She looks like Ursula from Finding Nemo, or whatever that is. Under the Sea. Ariel.
People go look it up.
Yeah. And we also had Foul Monkeys talk about us a little bit.
That's right. Are you snuggling with my cuddle bug over there? Thank you.
Yes.
Foul Monkeys, one of the Foul Monkeys, which is Ricky Whalen and James LeRoy. It's a podcast, a gay podcast, which I recommend to you. If you like our podcast, you will like their podcast. They said hello.
Hello.
Check them out. I enjoy them quite a lot. They're a hot mess.
I love a hot mess.
Yes.
So. Well, thank you. Thank you for tweeting us. We love a little tweet every now and then. We like to be twatted.
tweet my twat.
Yes.
Wait, why does she have a hairdo now?
Well, I made her look like Princess Leia.
Is this what you do with your dogs?
I do. I like to play with their ears. I don't know what it is, but I love.
I can't read her now. There's so much expression in the ears, and they're in an updo now.
I'm sorry. Do you have any stories to regale us with?
Maybe. Oh, I do. Bacon mode this weekend. I had a funeral to go to. What did I do? I baked treats.
You baked cookies to go to a funeral?
No. Don't go to the cookies yet. I baked fudge squares.
Oh.
And they were sucked down. And then I have family in the hospital, so I made up a new recipe, which I'm internationally known for now. It's chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. And where would you have gotten that? Name this fabulous recipe.
I just made it up. It was so crazy how it just all came together.
Uh-huh.
Now, Aunt Phyllis gave me some insider trading tips on the chocolate chip cookies, and I've gotten already rave reviews from several parties.
Yes, I have perfected the chocolate chip cookie. Make delicious chocolate chip.
You know what? They come out like the, not the Otis Bookmeyer. What's the one in the Pepperidge Farm bag?
Uh-huh.
You know the, if you ever buy those,
yeah.
$10 bag.
Right.
They come out like that. They're just perfectly, you know, beautiful looking, and yes. they taste delicious
and they're chewy like for days. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I tried to take a dozen to my family member in the hospital and the other dozen to my work, and I was promptly scolded by Poppy for taking too many out of the house. So only a half dozen made it to work.
I'm surprised you take any to that place.
Well, my workers are great.
Oh, okay.
My workers are great. Oh, I love my workers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
It's the other.
The other sign?
Yes.
You didn't take any of your boss lady?
No.
All right. Well, anything else exciting going on, Scooty Booty?
No, you're off, and I'm glad we got a show in before
yes.
you go.
Yeah, so I'm taking a little vacaciones.
Take some notes, please.
I will. So I'm very nervous about this, by the way.
Don't be.
I'm very nervous. I've never been abroad, except for when I do drag.
You are abroad. Damn it, you beat me to it.
But no, I've never been to Europe, and so I'm nervous about really going to someplace completely new. And then on top of that, when I go to Mexico, I speak Spanish.
Wait, aren't you going? Oh.
I speak Spanish, okay. So I don't mind going to Mexico because I can speak Spanish to the peoples.
So you're worried about Italy?
I am worried about Italy.
You know I'm Italian?
Yeah. Really?
Do you know where Scooter comes from?
Oh, from those little scooters?
Yes!
Okay, all
Italy
right.
Italy is famous for their scooters.
So do you have any Italian?
Vespa?
You have some...
Yeah, all you need is A with your hand in the air. A or scusi. Scusi. Scusi everything. Scusi.
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 What is scusi?
Scusi is like excuse me or hello or goodbye. Scusi or, you know, ciao. Scusi. Oh, and ciao. Ciao is a big one. Ciao is a hello and a goodbye. Kind of like aloha.
Oh.
So ciao. Ciao.
Hey.
Hey.
There you go. Right? Hey.
And then with your scooter. You gotta rev it.
Something tells me people are going to be taking pictures of me at the park.
You're probably going to be the giant over there.
I did call the hotel to verify what kind of bedding arrangements are in the room because...
Bedding?
Bedding.
Like, you want to know if they have a duvet?
No, I want a duvet cover or... No, because I'm going with a friend of mine, a girl, a straight girl, and I didn't want to accidentally put in a room with, like, one twin bed.
And hilarity ensues.
So I called just to double check on that, and I was excited that the very first person I spoke to at the hotel spoke English for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so cool. It made me feel a little bit more relaxed.
And what do they have? Duvets?
Two queens.
Yahtzee!
No Yahtzees.
Two queens, really?
Two queens. Well, no, two fulls. Two fulls.
Even two?
Two fulls.
Two beds in a room.
Two beds in this room. It's a four-star hotel, honey. They should have two beds in a room if you ask for one.
Well, it's an old city.
Well, that's true.
It's an old city. I mean, like New York.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get some of those nice hotels. They're teeny rooms.
Yeah, this is the American in me. I just assumed by it being a four-star hotel that it was going to be like, you know, I'd be able to get whatever I want in the room.
Because we have the space here.
Yeah. And so I, you know, I started looking deeper into the website and I was kind of like, oh, their standard room is one twin bed. I was like, that is not a four-star hotel when your standard room is one twin bed. That is a brothel. And so I had to call just to make sure that the room that I reserved was going to have two beds.
Nice.
So,
well, I can't wait to hear all about it. I know you're not a big pictures person, but please try to take some.
No, I'm going to take my phone with me only for the purpose of taking pictures, because my phone... You know, here's an interesting thing. So I called Verizon to see about using my phone over
there. Stop. We're back! So, I had to stop you, sweetie.
Sorry, you needed to... I told you, you need to pee every hour.
No, it's on borrowed time here. We've got different recording... We have our mojo is out with this recording equipment. But you were telling me that this thrilling conversation about Verizon. I'm sorry,
So I had called Verizon because I was curious about whether or not my phone was going to work in over there because, I, you know, travel, phone. I need my phone, you know. I'm just used to that.
Do you?
And so...
Unplug.
She tells me, no, your phone will not work over there. It's on a different network, yada, yada, yada. So you're going to have to get a global phone or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And she gives me the number, call the global department. They'll give you rates. You can rent one, all this hassle. And I stopped and I thought about it and I realized, ain't nobody calling me anymore. I ain't getting any emails anymore. Nobody needs me anymore. I'm a washed up old has-been, so...
Would you like me to call you on your vacation?
No.
So you feel needed?
No, that's okay.
Yeah,
so
I didn't plan to.
Yeah, I didn't figure you would.
Yeah, you don't need a phone on vacation. You really don't. Did you notice mine didn't even come out? Even though I could have still used it for other things when we were in Mexico, I didn't use it, did I?
No, you didn't pull it out.
No. I could have used the Wi-Fi.
No, you said you burned up all of my data sending back pictures.
Exactly. That never sent.
Smart move.
Yeah, don't be the friend with the phone.
So, I will take pictures, and I'm sure our next show I'll have a lot to talk about for those Euro men.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. I get one night only. One night only alone in Rome.
Oh.
One night only.
That doesn't mean that there aren't other rooms on the ship that are not with your female friend.
That's true.
Although you'll get that look.
From her, yes.
At breakfast in the morning, you big fat whore. It looks something like this. I'm just having deviled eggs for breakfast. I mean, I'm just having poached eggs for breakfast. What are you having, you big whore? Don't take it.
You know that look. I guess you've had that conversation with
me. You know what you need to do is you need to get her hooked up.
Oh, now there's a challenge.
With a little Italian action or... They like the big girls over there.
Do they? Oh, they like the medium? Yeah, I guess they like it.
Hey!
They like a meaty meatball.
Scusi.
I can talk to her like that. She doesn't listen to the show. I can talk about her like
give her a little red wine, some pasta. Oh, she likes pasta. You guys will have a great time.
I'm sure we'll have a great time. So, well, with that, honey, anything else? Any other exciting? What are you going to do? What are you going to do with all that free time while I'm gone for
without
a few
you?
Weeks? Yes, without me.
Well, I do have a key to the Babylon Long Beach Studios.
Oh, you want to come over and watch the dogs?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to have a party.
Are you going to have a Kiki in my pad?
In your maxi pad. No. Let's see. What do I got going on? Oh, I'm interviewing for new jobs.
Oh, so you too? Maybe you'll be unemployed with me.
Maybe. You know what I figured out now that I'm my age, which I don't have to reveal?
That you can't get Social Security?
Age.
That you can't get Social Security?
Fall is my season of change.
Oh.
Most of the major events in my life always come in the fall. And I don't know if that's a thing for my sign or just for me, but I get antsy. And I think it's because you always start new. You grow up starting a new grade. But I find that it's not the same for other people. They don't do change. Spring is a big change time for other people.
I don't really notice my changes with a season. I've had so few of them in my life that I couldn't really count them to where they are.
Get ready.
I know. I am excited for the changes. But
go with it.
See if you can unemploy yourself for the next couple months. We'll go out to what is that spa out there?
Glen Ivy.
The Glen Ivy. We'll go spend some time at Glen Ivy. We'll go to the Temecula and have some wine tasting.
Silly, that is what sick time is for. I have a little wine tasting to do.
Oh, well, all right, honey. Well, then we will check back to you. Or no, you're sweetie now. Okay, sweetie.
Okay, honey. Honey.
We'll check back with you in 3 weeks.
Okay.
If you're still here.
I will be, I'm sure.
Okay.
If I haven't moved to Mexico.
All right.
I'm working on that.
I know. We're going to be neighbors in Mexico.
I am working on it. I sent off the email this morning to the realtor.
Did you?
I sure did.
Oh.
I said, I need these details and figures. Let's go.
Oh, my God. you know, that is the agenda that I'm putting in place. You do understand that.
It's been, let's see, when did we come back? What day did we come? We came back on a Wednesday, and it's Monday. My vacation glow should be gone by now. I've had enough work bullshit for the glow to be gone, and I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
It tells me something.
Yeah. It is. It's a magical city. It really is. And I took you out to some of the outskirts so you could see that Puerto Vallarta is not that little micro city. Because people have told me
Don't ever do that again.
You didn't like that?
Oh, my God. Babylons. We can't end this. We're going to give you a little bonus just because you're going to be gone for 3 weeks. What did we do out in PTL?
El PTL? Well, we went and got our paws and claws polished.
Polished, yes.
Or grinded down, in my case.
Goodness, that is something I never need to see again. She had the auto grinder out to get rid of the skin on your feet.
She had to go back and do like seconds on my feet. She had to redo them.
They were even talking in low tone Spanish to each other. Like, what do you do about this? What do you have on the back room that I could get this off with? They literally did my feet, toenails, hands, and fingernails before they finished your left foot. And I look back and I'm like, damn, she's slow. And then I actually looked at what she was doing. I'm like, OMG.
Yeah, the pile of dead skin laying on the floor.
That was incredible. I literally left the salon, went, checked out the city, came back. They were still grinding on your feet. How did they feel?
They're right back to the same place they were when I walked in the door. I don't know. I just have the worst heels in the world. I don't know. It's a curse. Huh. It's terrible. They're dried, cracked, bleeding.
So she wasted her time.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed at one point she took a knife out.
Yeah.
I was a little scared.
They've outlawed that here in the States. They cannot use the knife to scrape the feet anymore.
Escrepa. Yeah.
Escrepa the feet. So, but down there...
Were you nervous?
I was. I've never had my feet scraped down with a knife before.
Because one end of the thing she was using on me was like the little...
Pokey thing.
Yeah, which is kind of a round end. It's not meant to hurt you. But the other end looks like a scalpel. And my eyes got real big when that came out. I was like, you're going to use that on me? But they used it on you.
Yeah. They literally shave away the skin with a scalpel. And she was like just slicing on into that skin. And I was like, but it didn't hurt. Like, that skin was so dead. It was gone that it didn't really matter. But in the end, I saw it, like, it was flaking off. Like, I can't even, like a Parmesan cheese.
Well, we did a little shopping in that city. And before we got there, you had picked up two bargain CDs for our
ride home, entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah, Babylon Air includes entertainment. So
Local entertainment.
So I had to... I got some new CDs.
Yes.
It was, I got the Disco versus Tribal 2012, which is tribal kind of Mexican music versus top 40 disco, like current. Yeah, everything you've heard in the... In the thing.
Fact.
But it was like 17 songs, so about an hour and a half worth of music for 25 pesos, which is about $2.
$2. Which you were really excited to get.
I was.
And
I got two. I got that, and I got current top 40 2012 mix, disco mix. So I got two discs for 50 pesos. That's about a little under $4. And I was excited. I said, we got our music. I got hours of music now for very little money.
And we set up our camp in the Paws and Claws grinding place.
Yeah, well, I knew we were going to be there for a while. And I didn't want to forget the bag. So I do the most logical thing. And that is put the car keys in the bag.
Right.
Because you're not going to go very far without the car keys.
True.
So left the car keys. And we had mentioned listening to music, right?
Which means you could lose your car if your bag gets stolen.
Well, that is true. And so we had decided we were going to... you had mentioned listening to some music. But this is this isn't Burke Williams, honey.
No.
This was, you know, a little hole in the wall. So
90 degrees.
I didn't see,
And I looked.
Yeah, no air.
I didn't see any speakers.
No speakers, no air.
Nothing.
Just a fan. She got a couple fans out to start blowing us. Best blow job in Mexico.
Do you like how I made her give me her chair?
Yeah. You are a bitch.
I am a bitch.
You made her give you the comfortable chair.
Okay, who gives the customer the hard chair? I'm like, I'm paying you. I'm like, see that chair over there? I want that. Bring it over. It was more comfortable.
Yes, thank you. My ass appreciated that.
Yes.
So no music for the entire time we were in there, and we walk out, we leave.
Start doing some more shopping.
We were going to do some more shopping. We got about 3/4 of the block down the road, and I realized, my bag.
We forgot our CDs.
Our CDs.
And more importantly,
the car keys. So I go hustling back to the salon, which we were only about 5-6 doors down from on the same street.
But we had been looking in the stores. So,
that's true.
So
I stopped to look at some shoes.
We might have been 5-10 minutes away.
Okay.
Or a dad. Oh, gone.
Minutes. But yeah. We were still very close in terms of, yeah. Walk in, and I go to grab the bag, and I didn't even notice that they had music going. All of a sudden, miraculously music after we left. But I go to grab the bag. I was like, oh, I forgot my bag, you know. And they're like, oh, and she's like, oh, espérate. Like, wait. And she runs over to the CD player. They had already checked the bag out, opened up the CD case, and popped the CD into their little music player in the couple minutes. You know, had they taken that initiative to run out the door
to find you,
to find us, she might have actually, you know, like, saved us from having to run back to the place. But instead, she's like, oh, let's check out the CD. And I told her, I said, the whole time we sat here and we didn't play any music, and you had a music player this whole time.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Give me that tip money back, lady.
That's right.
That $2 tip I gave you for scraping on my feet for an hour.
Never going to be able to get that out of my mind.
All right. Let's wrap it up, honey. Well, with that, we have not really, I don't have any current events, not any that you're going to be able to attend unless you're listening to us from Europe and Peter Booter. Any garden?
No, nothing that I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
Yes. You're going to be sad about when I get back. I'll tell you what we did.
Oh, yeah,
I don't believe it.
Honey, don't even worry about it. Your food will be so cool.
Okay, all right. With that, thank you for listening to the Music Babble Podcast. I am Aunt Phil Z.
And this is Scooter Blair, signing out.
Bye, ladies. This is the end. Take me where the kingdom comes. You take me to, leave me to Babylon. This is the morning of Allah. This is the dawning of